Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Why did you bring me here? I'm not the right person. You have to choose someone else. Choose someone else. Please. This line comes from one of my favorite movies. And unlike last week, it is not Star Wars. It comes from Moana. And yes, I'll admit it, I really like Moana. If you haven't seen it, it's fantastic. It's about Moana, this young girl from an island who feels the call to adventure out on the water. The ocean chooses her to return a lost heart to a creature on a faraway island, which will bring life back to the world. And at one point, she is in her boat and so tired and frustrated that she says to the ocean, "Why did you bring me here? I'm not the right person. You have to choose someone else. Choose someone else. Please." It's basically a prayer. Then she receives an answer to her prayer in the form of her grandmother. Now, earlier in the movie, her grandmother had encouraged her to go on this adventure, but then she died. And as Moana prayed this prayer out on her boat, she sees the ghost of her grandmother appear. And she encourages Moana to keep going on her mission. Moana then looks around and sees the ghosts of all of her ancestors, all of these voyagers sailing across the sea. And they urge her on. They encourage her to complete this journey. They give her the strength she needs to keep going. Well, as I watched this scene, two things came to mind. First, I said to myself, you know, Moana's grandmother is very much like a force ghost from Star Wars. And then I said to myself, and this whole scene is very much like the Transfiguration. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is in the middle of his journey. He's been teaching people and healing them. And in the scene right before this one, he predicted his death and resurrection to the disciples. He then called them to take up their cross and follow him. So things are getting very dangerous and very serious now. And maybe Jesus was confident about what he was about to do. Or maybe not. He did go up the mountain to pray. And think about what happens when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Gospel of Luke says, "Then he withdrew from the disciples about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done.' Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength." In Gethsemane, Jesus did not want to die. He wanted his Father to remove this cup of death from him. But then he submitted. And an angel appeared to give him strength. And I imagine something similar might have happened on the Mount of Transfiguration. Here he is in prayer, taking an important step to the cross, and he needed some reassurance. Maybe Jesus said, "Why did you bring me here? I'm not the right person. You have to choose someone else. Choose someone else. Please." Or maybe he was steadfast and confident in his task. I don't know. But it strikes me that Moses and Elijah would show up now. Why would they show up at all if he didn't have need of them? They are big figures from Jesus' past. They are his spiritual ancestors. They are there for a reason. What's the reason? Well, as the text says, they appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, the Gospel of Luke is the only one that gives us this detail about their conversation, so it's important to notice. Moses and Elijah are there to support Jesus as he makes his way to the cross. It's no coincidence that we celebrate Transfiguration Sunday on the last Sunday before Lent, when we hear more about Jesus' journey to the cross. These two figures from the past show up to support him and encourage him, very much like Moana's grandmother and all of her ancestors on their boats. Now, part of Moana's reason for wanting to give up is that Maui, the demigod who had joined her on her journey, had just left her. He was looking out for only himself, and he thought the task at hand was too hard. So Moana really needed someone who would support her. In a similar kind of way, Jesus is here on the Mount of Transfiguration, and when Moses and Elijah appear, Peter says, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But then the gospel writer adds, not knowing what he said. Peter is focused on what he thinks is best right now. But Jesus' focus is on something else: the cross. Likewise, in Gethsemane, when Jesus needed help, Peter and the other disciples fell asleep. So in this moment when Jesus needed reassurance, the people around him, like Peter, are not much help at all. He needs someone else to support him, like Moses and Elijah. But really, what help does that do for us? Right, this sounds great and all about Jesus getting support when he needs it, but what about us? Well, I think that's why we get the second scene here. After Jesus and Peter and James and John come down the mountain, they come upon a huge crowd of people at the bottom. And in the midst of the crowd, a worried man comes up to Jesus. He begs him to help his son, who is possessed by an unclean spirit. So basically, this man prays for help. We are more like this man than we are Jesus. He is a father who doesn't know how to help his son. And the people around him aren't much help at all. As he says, "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." This man is desperate. Things are getting very dangerous and very serious now. So let's think about what's going on here. Here's a man who's struggling with what's going on in his life. He's looking for help and support from others, and those who are around him aren't much help at all. That's the experience of this father. And as we just saw, it's the experience of Jesus on the mountain. And that's the experience of us in our lives. Because I bet you know what it's like to struggle with something big. Maybe it's trying to help your kids when you feel helpless. Maybe it's conflicts at work. Maybe it's knowing that your death or the death of a loved one is right around the corner. In those times, you need support from others. But you also know what it's like when the people around you just seem like idiots. They're more concerned about their own problems and worries than they are about you. Even though they are close to you and they might try to show your support, it doesn't feel like it really helps at all. When you need them the most, they are no-shows. You need someone who will cheer you on and give you the strength that you need. And so just as Moses and Elijah came to help Jesus, so Jesus comes to help this father. We might not be able to relate to Jesus, but Jesus definitely relates to us. In those times when you feel like you want to give up on your journey and you feel all alone, Jesus comes to you. He is your most important ancestor in the faith. He is the reason for your faith. Maybe you're like Moana and you pray and you say, "Why did you bring me here? I'm not the right person." You have to choose someone else. Choose someone else, please. I don't want to go through this part of the journey. I can't handle it. Let this cup pass from me. But of course, you can't avoid it. You can't get out of it. You have to face it. And so Jesus comes to you. Jesus knows what it's like to face tough times in life. He knows that the journey is hard and you need support. And he knows what it's like to face change and death. But he also promises that there is new life. So no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what troubles you wish you could avoid, no matter how you pray, "Why did you bring me here?" Jesus is still right here with you. Yes, you may not see him appear like a ghost on your ship or like a glowing being on a mountaintop, but he is here. He is here in the Word and the sacraments. He is here in the promise. He is here in this community. You are not alone. Transfiguration Sunday is not only about Jesus glowing on a mountain. It's also about how Jesus heads from this mountain to Mount Golgotha, and how he transfigures us or changes us along the way. It's about how he meets you in your real human condition, even unto death. And it's about how he gives you the strength and the courage and the faith you need to keep going. He is right here with you. And all we can do is say thank you. So in the name of the one who comes to us and changes us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.